爱神。
大环境不容他们。Sorry, 我忘掉了。
Okay. 跟你讲。So earlier, the past few weeks, we talked about Daniel, and we talked about how during the end times, there's going to be tribulations, and just like how Daniel and his three friends, that they were able to overcome that, the trials during that time, we need to sorry, just summarize it. In other words, while we are still living on this earth that is still peaceful, we need to make sure we have God's salvation. Yeah.
我们来看，以弗所书第二章这一段圣经非常非常重要。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章一到十节。
Verse 1 through 10.
我们一起来读。也许我们很熟，但是我们今天要求主帮助我们能够很清楚这一段话里边神要跟我们讲的。
Even though this passage might be very familiar to us, but when we read it today, we're gonna come with an expectant heart to see what the Lord is trying to say to us.
好，我们一起来读好吗？一到十节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 through 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the king of the air, of the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace.Expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not only from yourselves, this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
为什么我还要再读这一段大家很熟的圣经？
Why am I reading this passage that everyone is very familiar with?
因为神给我们话，神要我们进入这个话的实际。
Because God gives us His words and He wants us to enter this reality.
举个例子，第六节，他叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So for example, in verse 6, he wants us to raise us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms.
这不是说我们灵性很高超，所以活在天上，不是。
This doesn't mean that we're very spiritual, so we'll live in the heavens.
我们可以活在这种光景里。
We can live in this light.
好，我们从第一节到第三节哈。从我们看第一节到第三节。
Okay, let's look at verses 1 through 3.
第一节说：“你们死在过犯罪恶之中。”他这个点点点下面这个是翻译的人把它加进去的。
Here it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions."So parts of it was added by people who translated.
好，那我们这个不要合起来，我们来看哥罗西书二章十三节。
So we're going to look at Colossians
二章十三节
verse 13.
这边讲得更清楚哈，你们从前在过犯。和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins.
不仅过犯，还有未受割礼的肉体。
It's not just our sins, but it is also the flesh that it has not been circumcised.
所以我们的救恩是两个层面，不仅是我们所犯的过错，这个罪债神把我们还清了。
So there are two parts to the salvation. It's not just the part that Jesus has paid pay for the sins that we have committed.
那另外一个是我们的肉体，未受割礼的肉体还可能会再犯罪。
And then the other part is that our uncircumcised flesh that is capable of sinning more.
那圣徒呢？他们之所以成为圣徒，就是他们懂得把这个肉体，这个跟耶稣同钉十字架。
The saints who are able to become saints is because they understand to submit their this nature, this uncircumcised nature or this flesh under God's control.
他们明白在罗马书那边讲到关于这个受洗，他就说与耶稣同死。就与他同活。
They understand that in the Romans it talks about baptism, and when we are baptized in God with Christ in His death, we also will be resurrected in His life.
所以他们会成为圣徒，就是因为他们懂得把他们的己交给主去处理。
So they are able to become saints because they're able to give up their sinful nature for God to take care of.
对，那比如说我们以前讲的那个劳伦斯，就是与主同在那个劳伦斯。
Let's take the example of Lawrence that we talked about before. He was with God.
他人家介绍他，他说到最后，他到大概八十来岁， 快要被主接去的时候，他的生命到一个境界，差不多是得见主的真体。
So people say that in his 80s, when he was about to see the Lord, when he was about to pass away, his life was so holy that it's as if he's ready to see God's reality. To see God's face. 我
有点忘掉人家怎么讲他。他讲说一个 unveil 是 vision 还是什么？就是说，没有云雾的一个看见，他对主的看见是这种没有云雾遮掩的一个看见。
So what he saw, his vision of the Lord, was unveiled. It was very clear.
那他怎么达到这个境界呢？他的过程是什么？他不是一步就到这个地步。
And how can you come to this situation? Come to this place, this status?
Yeah. 他就是，他一直就是。离弃自己的己，一直继续，一直不断归向主。
So what he did was he continuously to leave his own sinful nature, and continuously to submit himself to the Lord.
一个爱主的基督徒越来越没有道德上的一些不好的行为。
A Christian who loves the Lord, more and more he or she will have fewer immoral acts.
但是呢，就是这个己很顽强。
But the sinful nature, the sinful self, is very stubborn.
有时候那个我们里面那种 desire， 不出于主的 desire。从我们的己来的，有时候你要致死它。
And sometimes we have this desire that does not come from the Lord. We need to put it to death.
我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 3.
第五节到第十节。
Verse 5 to 10.
好。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Okay, so Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Since then,You have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality,impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self.Which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
圣经呢，就像是一面镜子。我们读神的话，不只是让我们的脑袋知道一些事，而是让圣经像是一面神奇的镜子，要来照到我们里面的一些实际的情形。然后
，Okay, the Lord's words not just it's like a mirror. It can reflect. Whatever that's within us.
所以当我们看到神的话，比如说他这边说污秽邪情恶语，我们在这个世界上有很多人有这种东西。
So when we, when we read the word, sexual immorality, impurity, and lust,
那他说，第七节说，你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。
And in verse 7 it says, you used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived.
但是现在我们领受了神的救恩，我们可以弃绝。我们如果愿意弃绝，神就会帮助我们弃绝。
But now that we have received God's salvation, we can get rid of these things. If we're willing to be rid of these things, God will help us.
下面他说，比如说恼恨、愤怒、恶毒，恶毒就是隐藏的那个不好的意思，哈，还有口中污秽的言语。
Here it says anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language. Malice, you said was
隐藏的那个 malice
is the hidden. Malice is hidden inside our hearts.
口中污秽的言语
and the filthy language from your lips.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人说，哦，我信耶稣啊，我凭恩得救，我是靠着恩典，不是靠着我的行为，我不在律法之下，我乃在恩典之下，所以我不用去守这个律法。
A lot of people may think that because we're not under the law anymore, we're by grace.So that we don't need to follow these laws.
你知道魔鬼是迷惑普天下的。
You know that Satan is the deceiver, and he deceives the whole world.
所以我们不懂得什么时候，当魔鬼把一个邪情的意念射进来，我们不懂得去抵挡。
And sometimes, when the Satan, shoots in an idea, that is, not godly, and if we don't know how to defend it, we don't know how to be rid of it.
你看大卫就是最好的例子，对不对？
So take the example of David.
他以前那么得胜，谁能够像他那么得胜？
He was an overcomer.
那么久的岁月，至少十多年，被扫罗追杀，他那么的得胜。
For so many years, more than 10 years, that he was being chased by Saul, by King Saul.
可是呢，当他当了王，平静了在宫中，却因为那个试探，没有警醒，立刻把他那个就犯罪了。
But because when he became king and he was in the palace and that temptation came and he didn't resist it right away and it led him to sin.
所以所谓在律法不在律法之下，在恩典之下，并不是说从旧约到新约里边神喜悦他的百姓信守的道不遵守，不是。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it doesn't mean that God is going that we can not follow the laws that God has given to us. During the transition.
因为律法哈，律法有那个祭祀的礼仪的律法，这个我们不用再那个，为什么？因为耶稣已经来了，所以我们不需要再杀牛杀羊了。耶稣自己就是最后的那个祭，已经把我们的罪除掉了，救恩已经成全了。
The law has the ceremonial laws. Those we don't have to follow. We don't need to kill any more lambs or bulls.
因为耶稣是 final 的 sacrifice.
Because Jesus is the final sacrifice, and He has accomplished all of it for us once and for all.
那这个就过去了，这个不需要。但是道德的神的心意，旧约也讲，我们要 爱邻舍如同自己。在立位记那边讲，要爱邻舍如同自己，神是不改变的，他的 standard 律法是属灵的。
Before other things like the moral things, love your neighbor, and other things that God's laws do not change, and so those things haven't changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
Yeah, 所以呢，神要我们信从他，要遵守他的话。
So God wants us to trust Him to follow His words.
这并不是律法主义。
This is not the ideology legalism.
Yeah, 那个神在叹息，神叹息。我们看诗篇八十一篇。
God is sighing. Let's look at Psalm chapter 81.
十一节、十二节，十一到十三节，十一到十三节，他说：“无赖，我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道。”十四节，我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。
Verse 11, but my people will not listen to me, Israel will not submit to me, so I gave them over to their stubborn hearts, to follow their own devices. If my people would but listen to me, if Israel would follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes?
旧约是这样，现在新约也是这样。我们看看，我们回到以弗所书第二章。
In the Old Testament it's like this, and in the New Testament it's still like this. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
他说我们还没有得救的时候，我们是随从今世的风俗，这个 不一定是风俗习惯，就是按着这个世界的样式来活。
It says that in chapter 2, we used to live in the way, in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world. It doesn't necessarily mean the traditions, but we used to live according to the sinful nature of the world.
他说，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的灵，原文没有邪灵，那个灵就是现今没有信主的人，他们里面是不甩神的，有人不认识神，有的人即使知道他不理神的，那个就是悖逆。
So here it says, in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world.And of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. These people who are disobedient, they're not just, they could be that they didn't know God or they knew God, but they are not willing to trust in Him or turn to Him.
你从旧约一直到如今，所有的得胜者，所有成圣的人，都是甘心顺服主的。
So from the Old Testament to the New Testament, all the saints who are able to become overcomers, they are people who are willing to submit themselves to the Lord.
所以有些时候，你像但以理跟他的三个朋友，因为他们是顺服主的，他们就因应那个环境，他们为主站住，主就速速制服他们的敌人。
So like Daniel and his three friends, when they stood up for the Lord, in the situation that they were in, God was able to bless them in front of their enemies.
所以，我们要顺服主。刚唱那个诗歌，我好喜欢，完全顺服主。然后下面是什么？完全安息。
So we need to submit ourselves to the Lord. Earlier in the hymn that we sang, it says.To obey the Lord completely, and then we will rest completely.
有一首歌说，信靠顺服， 没有别的方法我们可以得主喜悦。
In another hymn, it says, trust and obey, for there is no other way.
所以我们基督徒，我们要常常求神来帮助我们，当一个顺服主的孩子。
And as Christians, we really need to ask God to help us to continue to be an obedient child.
这样他会祝福我们。
So that he will be able to bless us.
他会让他的生命越来越进到我们的里面。
He will let his life to continue to pour his life into our life.
因为圣灵是赐给顺从主的人的。
Because the Holy Spirit is given to those who are obedient to the Lord.
Yeah. 好，然后我们再看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
我们以前没有信主的时候呢，我们很喜欢随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
So all of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
这个不奇怪，对不对？这个一点都不奇怪。每个人都当然按着自己心中所喜好的去行。
These things are, it doesn't seem odd because everyone likes to do what they like, likes to follow their own desires and thoughts.
但是我们信了主以后，
but once we have accepted Jesus,
如果我们要得耶稣的生命，而且得的更丰盛。
If we want to receive God's abundant life and to receive it more abundantly,
我们需要让他做我们的主。
We need to let him become our Lord, our Master.
不仅那个不道德的恶行为我们不要有。
Not only are we not going to have those immoral acts.
有一些行为，天然人好像也不错的。
Sometimes some things that we do that might seem good in our nature.
但是不是从神来的。
But if it's not from God.
如果我们清楚，这个呢，看起来不错，但是我知道不是从神来的。
If we know clearly that this seems great, but it's not from God.
如果有必要，神要我们放下。我们最好放下。
If needed, if God wants us to lay it down, it's best that we lay it down.
不然会 cause trouble.
Otherwise, it will cause trouble.
我是根据我的经验讲这个话。
I'm saying this because of my personal experience.
以前使我受试炼很大的人，不是非基督徒，是爱主的基督徒。
In the past, the people that have made it a little bit hard for me to go when I had to go through some trials. Those people are not the Gentiles, are not non-Christians. They were Christians who passionately loved the Lord.
他们非常爱主，非常热心。他们认为他们的看法就是对的。
They're very passionate about the Lord, and that they thought that what they thought was right.
那他们要把他们的看法加到我身上。
They want to put what their opinions, their thoughts.
可是主对我有所指示，我怎么讲，他们就是很顽固的，要我跟他们走。
But God has a different guidance for me, and no matter what I tell them about God's guidance for me. They were so stubborn, they just want me to follow them, follow their way.
那因为在这个之前，我曾经一次被主管教过，当神清楚让我知道某件事神的意思的时候，我要忠心的顺服。
And so prior to this situation, when God had told me to do something, has revealed his will to me, if I need to listen to him.
对，那个时候呢，也是很多人有很好的基督徒给我建议。
And during that time, it's also a lot of good Christians gave me a lot of good advice.
那他们是好的，好，他们只是按照一般人的观念 劝我。
These people, they're good people, and they're just giving me advices based on what the people would think, you know, what common people would think.
结果呢，我听了。
And what happened was I listened.
然后我里边的光就失去了，逐渐就失去了。
And that light from within me slowly disappeared.
我差点死掉。
I almost died.
因为像行尸走肉，因为。曾经被神的光充满，然后失去以后，你真的像行尸走肉。
If you have been filled by the Holy Spirit and lose that light, it feels as if you're a walking dead.
我差点死在车轮之下。
I almost died beneath the wheels.
大客车的轮胎就在我的旁边，咻，就紧急刹车这样。
Big truck or bus?
很大的 bus.
A big bus. It stopped right in front of me. And
就在我的旁边，我的脚踏车跟那个轮胎是这样子，脚踏车是这样倒，它这样就这样子。
And then my bicycle was right next to the wheel, and it fell on the other side.
那一阵子，我的身体向来非常健康的。
And during that time, I used to be very healthy.
我那一是因为像行尸走肉，我没有心照顾我的身体。
And during that time, because it seemed as if I was a walking dead, I couldn't take care of myself.
所以那个时候，我的身体是我这一辈子最差的时候。
And during that time, my health was the worst in all of my life.
差到什么地步？
How bad was it?
我一去到台北市，我整个头是晕的。
If I went to, it was so bad that when I went to the city of Taipei, my head was very dizzy because I couldn't breathe enough oxygen.
Yeah, 那因为那个时候神给我一句话，就是说我如果迷离通达的道路就是神的路，我如果迷离通达的道路，会在阴晦的会中。
So God gave me this word that if I walk away from God's path, I will be among the
congregation of
the congregation of the spirits of the lowly spirits.
就是那个全是，你知道，我想跟你们讲这个。因为我经验到，我知道，就因为那次经验，以后我不敢随便不顺从神。如果神让我知道，神这件事就是他的意思是这样，我不敢违背。
If God has clearly told me that this is His will, and that this is it, and I am afraid to disobey it.
后来神借着我的一个朋友，又把我带回来，悔改。又回到神带领我的那个点上。
And through the help of a friend, God led me to come back
return back
to where God wanted me to be.
因为有这个经验，所以下一次我碰到一个更大的试炼。
Because of this experience, when I experienced a bigger trial,
神让我很清楚他的旨意是什么。
God let me know very clearly what His will was.
清楚到什么地步？我不是只是我自己知道，有圣经的话，有环境的印证。
It was so clear that it wasn't just we had the scriptures, the words from the scriptures, the confirmation from the environment.
还有，我怕我信我对神不够认识，我去请教。非常认识神的主的使女。
And I felt that maybe, you know, I didn't know the Lord enough. So I went to a spiritual advisor, spiritual leader.
那个、
And she had first contact, she had a very personal contact with the Lord.
而且还有一个我的一个属灵的伙伴。
And I had also a spiritual companion.
他都不知道什么事，他从神里边做了一个梦。
She didn't know anything, but she had a dream from the Lord.
他 他就来警告我，我昨天做了一个梦，主跟我说，在这一场大混战里边，你要站住。
And one day she came to me and she said, last night I had a dream, and the Lord said, in this great confusion, this battle, you have to stand firm.
所以我不敢违背。
So I dare not to disobey.
但是这件事很 personal.
But this thing was very personal.
所以我不好去跟很多人解释。
And I couldn't, because it was so personal, I couldn't explain it to a lot of people.
这只有我跟神之间，还有跟我相关的人。
It's just between me and God and the people who are involved.
那个跟神有第一手经验的那个神的仆女，就是荣教士。
That person, the spiritual leader, the spiritual advisor.
他非常了解我。
Sister Pearl.
因为他是我的 advisor。
She knew me really well because she was my counselor, spiritual counselor.
所以我知道。
So I knew.
可是我的 roommate, 他们要我听他们的。
But my roommates wanted me to listen to them.
他觉得我很 stubborn.
They thought I was very stubborn.
所以有一次，平常他跟我讲我都听不进去，所以有一次在聚会中，我们查经的聚会哈。他就起来说话了。他说有的人应该听劝。
Okay, usually, because usually because I didn't listen to her when she tried to tell me about it, you know, in private. So one day during the meeting, she stood up and said it in the meeting and said, there are just some people who wouldn't listen to other people's advice.
我知道他是指着我说。
I know she was targeting me.I felt very horrible.
我知道他不懂，我不能告诉你，可是你不懂。
I knew that I couldn't tell her about it. I couldn't explain it to her.
我正难过的时候，那个荣教师，那个神的使女就站起来。
But then, just then, when I was really sad and didn't know what to do,
他有感动讲一句话。
Sister Pearl stood up and said something.
听劝。听谁的劝?
And then Sister Pearl stood up and said during the meeting,
听神的劝, 还是听人的劝?
Listen to advice. What kind of advice? Like from the advice from God or the advice from people?
Oh, 那个时候我就 relaxed.
And when I heard that, I relaxed.
弟兄姊妹，我那个时候人家 caused much trouble to me, 在我生命中。
A lot of people caused a lot of trouble.
就因为他们有很强的 desire.
Because they have a very strong desire.
要来，我不要说 control 啦，哈，我不要说控制我，我只能说他们希望我照他们的样子去做。
I wouldn't say control, but they want me to do the way they want me to. They wanted to influence me.
所以我知道那个 desire.表面看起来不是什么不好的行为的。
So I know that the desire, it might not seem like it's something bad, on the surface.
可是我们这个 desire, 如果是出于我们的己。
But if our desire comes from ourself.
平常还无所谓，如果这个时候这个己跟神在这件事上所要我们的相违背的时候，表面看起来我们不是。恶行为，我们最好放下我们的 desire.
But sometimes, when our self, is in conflict, our self, our nature, is in conflict with, God's will, it, on the surface, it might not seem like something really bad, but it's right that during this time, it's best that we lay down our own will.
你知道很多人的灵性不能进步，就在这个点上。
You know, a lot of people who cannot grow spiritually, is because of this.
看起来他很爱主啊。
You look at you, that person. Oh, he or she loves the Lord.
他花很多时间去聚会啊。
He or she spends a lot of time in the meetings.
他甚至奉献很多钱给教会啊。
Or even, he might have, he or she might, give a lot of money to the church.
可是他这个 desire.
But this desire.
他不愿意把它放下。
He or she's not willing to lay it down.
神的教会 因着这个人受了很多的亏损。
And the Lord, the God's church can just lose out a lot of the blessings because of this, because of one person.
所以我们的过犯神真的可以赦免，但是我们的肉体一定要行割礼，一定要被神帮助我们把它治死。
Our transgressions, God has and will continue to cleanse us, but our sinful nature, we needed to put it to death.
我如果碰到一个人，如果神让我知道，哦，这个人某些事情有状况，我应该去劝他。
If I encounter someone and I see that he or she has some situations, perhaps I need to go and maybe give them some advice.
如果对方坚持
，if the other person is very firm,
insist 他自己的那个
insist his or her own opinion will.
我就说，我就主，你知道我不能改变人，我尊重。
And then I will tell the Lord that, Lord, you know I cannot change people, so I respect it.
我越来越不会强人所难。
Over the years, I am less likely to force my opinion onto other people.
很清楚违背真理的，我一定站住，我一定坚持。
For things that's very obvious that is in conflict with the truth, I will stand firm.
如果不关乎真理的，而是人的这个 desire 这个问题，那是人家的事。
But regarding the things that like people's desire, it's other people's businesses.
神要我去劝，我就去劝。
If God wants me to say something, I'll say something.
如果他自己不愿意听，那我说主，你自己来做。
If he or she is not willing to listen, I ask the Lord, you know, Lord, you're going to do this work yourself.
我觉得这个很重要。
I think this is very important.
第四节哈，第四节说神有丰富的怜悯，当我们在那种情况的时候，他使我们活过来，那是很大的恩典。
Verse 4 says, but because of his great love, for us, God who is rich in mercy made us alive with Christ.
我是在偶像之家出来的，我们家是拜偶像的。
I come from a family who worship idols.
我有一个弟弟，他的行为是真的很舍己为人。
I have a younger brother. His actions is very he's very self sacrificial.
那大卫牧师说，这个是 self righteousness.
Pastor Chan said that. Pastor David said that he is self righteous.
我同意。
And I agree.
他的行为哈，会叫你很受感动。他牺牲自己去帮助别人。
His actions will make you, will really move you. He would sacrifice himself to help other people.
但是呢，他不是神，他不是让神，他不是让神使他跟基督一同活过来。
But he is not letting God letting the Christ to make him alive, to be made alive.
他坚持要走他的路。他不要耶稣基督。
He insisted on doing his way. He did not want Christ.
所以他的牺牲很大。
He sacrificed a lot. He lost a lot.
可是他享受不到从神来的 blessing.
But he cannot enjoy the blessings that come from the Lord.
所以我实在，我说实在，我的好行为实在没有他好。
And I know that, to be honest, my good works is not.Cannot compare to him.
大卫牧师有说，你这个就是自义。
When sometimes Pastor David said this, what you're doing is self-righteous.
我让神来光照。如果是，我就放掉。
And I let God's light shine in me. If it is, I let it go.
神的 blessing 就进。
And then God's blessings will enter.
所以这是神的怜悯。
So this is God's mercy.
第六节说，他叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And verse 6, it says, And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我要再次强调，我上个礼拜说，我要进入神的应许美地，对不对？
And brothers and sisters, I'm going to emphasize one more time that last week we talked about that we want to enter the promised land of God.
属灵的迦南地。
The spiritual land of Canaan.
就是这里讲的天上的意思。
This is what it means here when it says heavenly realms.
这是有耶稣在那边应庇我们的属灵的境地。
This is the place where Jesus is there as our refuge.
我喜欢跟大家这样子敬拜赞美主，更胜于去吃一餐$1,000的山珍海味。
I am happy to be here with everyone to worship with the worship the Lord much more than going off to a fancy restaurant to eat.
对，为什么？因为祝福我们的身心灵。
Why is that? Because this really nourishes our spirit, body, and soul.
好，因为时间关系，这个八九节讲到救恩哈。我们来看一个地方。诗篇八十五篇。
Verses 8 and 9 talk about salvation. It's 42.
12:42. 对不起。
Okay, so Psalm 89.
我们看85篇。85。我很快讲完了。85篇，诗篇85篇。
Psalm 85。
这个讲到这个，讲到救恩哈。
It talks about salvation。
在这个地方有讲到四点。第一，我们怎么样得着神的救恩？从第七节到13节。
There are 4 points. One point says, "How can we receive God's salvation?" So we start with verse 7.
从第七节到十三节，第一点啊，求告神。因为时间关系哈，我就用讲的。以赛亚45:22说，地极的人仰望他，就必得救。啊，求告神。
以赛亚说第几章？
以赛亚42:22。
Okay, so Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, it says that
地极的人仰望我就必得救。
All you ends of the earth, for I am God, and wait, turn to me and be saved. All you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other.
民数记21:8, 第8, 第9节。
And then Numbers 21.
被火蛇咬伤的人仰望铜蛇就必得医治。
Those who are bitten by the snakes, if they lift up their eyes to the Lord, they will be healed.
Bronze serpent.
Yeah, the brown serpent.
Okay. 第二个，我们怎么样得救恩？第二个。
Number two, how can we receive salvation? 要听神所说的话。We need to listen to what the Lord says.
要听从神所说的话。
We need to listen and follow what God says.
路加福音第一章78-79节。
Luke chapter 1:78-79, verses 78-79.
就用我的话讲就好了哈。听从神的话会被。安的路上。
Listening to God's words will, we will be, when we listen to God's word, we will be guided onto the path of peace.
出埃及记15:26。
Exodus chapter 15:26.
留意听神的话。神就是医治我们的神。
If we
他不会让我们随便有疾病的。
If we pay attention to God's words, He will heal us.
还有，如果我们有疾病，神比较容易来医治我们。
And that if we have sicknesses, God is
再给我五分钟就好了，我很快讲完。以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
第二节的后半部跟第三节。
Isaiah chapter 55, the second part of verse 2 and verse 3.
你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。不用读全部。
Okay, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare.
第三节，你们当就近我来，侧耳听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
Give ear and come to me, hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David.
这个呢，就是基督，就是第四节讲的，我已经立他做万民的见证，为万民的君王跟司令。
And this is talking about Christ.It's what is talked about in verse 4. See, I've made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples.
弟兄姊妹，当神是我们的王的时候，是我们的司令的时候，我很喜欢诗篇44篇第四节，雅各我的王啊，求你出令，使雅各得胜。
Sorry, I have a tiny brain. I can't remember everything. It says Psalm 44,
44章第四节。王啊，我的王啊，求你，神啊，你是我的王，求你出令，使雅各得胜。他是我的司令。
So when the Lord is our leader, I'm really happy about that. Psalm 44, verse 4, you are my king and my God who decrees victories for Jacob.
耶稣说有一些事情是可有可无的。
Jesus said that there are some things that you...
前面这句话是我加的了哈。耶稣跟马大说不可少的只有一件。
Okay, Jesus said to Martha, there's one thing that you cannot miss.
玛利亚已经选择那上。
And Mary has chosen what is better.
是不能夺去的。
That cannot be taken away.
玛利亚选择的那个福分是什么？那不可少的事是什么？玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前，听主讲，听主的道。
And what was it that cannot be missed. And so for Mary that was sitting next to Jesus' feet, listening to Jesus' words.
So, 我们一定要在听主的道，有了主的道去遵行，他就会向我们显现。
So we really need to listen to God's words and really follow and live out His way so that He will...reveal himself to us.
我讲到第三点，第四点以后再补充，以后再讲。第三点呢，不可再转去妄行，就是要继续的听主的道，有了他的话又去行。你继续这样，有了他的话，然后去行，继续这样，我们的生命就会被建立起来。
So the third point is that when we have God's words, we continue to follow the Lord.When we continue to follow the Lord, then our life will be established.
这是哥罗西书一章二十三节给我们的应许。
This is Colossians chapter 1 verse 23, for the promise given to us from there.
我们一定会得到为我们存留在天上的那个荣耀的盼望。
We will receive what has been in the glorious hope that has been.In store for us.
我们最后我们用我们大家一起来朗读诗篇八十五篇七到十三节，好不好？下面那个第四点我以后再讲哈。
Let us read chapter Psalm 85 together. We're gonna talk about the point four later on.
七到十三节。
Verse 7-13.
耶和华。求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。 我要听神耶和华所说的话，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣民，他们却不可再转去妄行。他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上。慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲。诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。公义要行在他的面前，叫他的小宗成为可走的路。
Verses 7 through 13. Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people, his saints, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth.And righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
这是真实的，这个是神的话，是真实的。我们要在这个还平安稳妥的时候，一定要来让神在我们生命中经营建造，一定要实实在在的得着这个荣耀有全能的救恩。你看他说叫荣耀在我们的地上，这是真实的，这是真实的。求神帮助我们，好不好？我们彼此勉励，好，我们来当神顺命的儿女。 OK， 好，我今天就讲到这里。
This is real. So we ask the Lord to help us to follow him even during this time whenThere's still peace among us, for us, so we can follow his words and his way.
我们可以被 edified.
So that we may be edified.
能够有他丰盛的生命。
And to have his abundant life.
Okay.